For us, when we're designing, I mean, you're focusing on the five senses. When you walk into a space, you get a feeling, you get an energy from it.
This is The Art of Construction with your host, Devin Tilley, and co-host, Kevin Keep. Devin has built a multi-seven-figure business in the construction industry, selling windows, doors, and hardware over the past 13 years. Devin's passion for helping those around him led him to create the Art of Construction informational platform, a part of which is a fireside chat podcast with industry professionals all focused on how they apply art in their business and construction projects. Grown to an audience of over 100,000, Devin shares his strategies for what he has accomplished and creates insightful conversations with industry leaders. This is The Art of Construction, featuring your host, Devin Tilley, and co-host, Kevin Keep.
All right, Kevin, we're always talking about pulling all of your resources together to have that ideal construction project. And one of the key ingredients to that is a good project designer. And I'm super excited to be having a fireside chat with Kristen Thomas, who's a friend of mine who we've worked on together, and she's really done a great job of growing her business. And hopefully she can shed some light on how she's built her story.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, being able to bring the entire project together in a way that's going to give that emotive feeling and the kind of the atmosphere that somebody's looking for is a pretty involved process. So I'm looking forward to hearing how she attacks that to the customer's liking, you know?
Awesome. So let's dive in and have a fireside chat with Kristen.
Here we go.
All right. What's your favorite beverage?
Diet Coke.
Diet Coke.
Hands down.
All day Diet Coke.
All day long, get every day. There we go.
You're keeps a busy gal, right?
I do like Zip Fizz, actually. So okay, I do have
Zip Fizz.
You can get them at Costco, the little tubes. And my favorite kind is the orange cream.
Electrolytes, right?
Yes. It's all the B vitamins. So there that might trump Diet Coke, actually. So right, cool. I like the energy it gives me.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Tell us your favorite place you've traveled.
Favorite place I've traveled would be Hawaii. It's because I love the warm. And I love it when you get off the plane and you can smell the flowers, and you can also, I feel like you can smell the pineapples. So I don't know. It's just this weird tropical thing. I love it.
Well, I think a lot of the senses are all going, and it's just sensory overload,
yeah.
Right?
So. Well, you walk off and I think coming from Denver, if it's cold, you walk out there, you're so aware of the smells and everything like that. And so it's, yeah.
Yeah, we definitely have the seasons, which we love here in Colorado, but on a day today,
yes.
Like when it's snowing out there, you want to talk
like
about
30
the beach,
degrees.
Right? We want to go to the beach, yeah, laying out in the warmth, yeah, for sure.
Well, give us one experience from you and your family going to the beach.
You know, I would just say, this sounds super boring, but just hanging out and being at the beach and spending time together with my family. They're the most important thing in my life, and so if I can spend time with my kids and my husband, that's key for me. So
I can totally relate to that. Someone actually just asked the other day, we're going to the Cayman Islands next year, and they're like, what are you going to do on your trip? I'm like, I'm not really planning anything. I'm just going to be on the
exactly.
beach with my family, because that's what I want to do. Is us as business owners, it's so hectic. You just want to be with your family, right?
And you want to just turn everything off and just be.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, and sometimes the last thing you need is a vacation where you need a vacation when you get home, where you've got too many things on the to-do list.
Right.
You've already got that in
exactly.
everyday life, right?
Exactly.
So I can tell your family is important to you. Tell us about your family.
Yes, my family is everything to me. So I have, I've been married for almost 20 years to my best friend. And then I have a son that's almost 18, and he's a senior this year in high school, so he'll be graduating soon. And my daughter is a freshman in high school.
Awesome.
So, yeah, they're so busy. High school is crazy.
Well, that keeps you busy because he flips the houses and you run the design firm and you have high schoolers.
We do. Yes. Okay. Yeah. My husband flips houses and then I do. And it's funny because people always say, oh, yeah, you guys are like Chip and Joanna Gaines. I'm like, no, not so much.
Not so much.
So he definitely has his clientele and how he works. And I definitely have mine.
Awesome.
But we work together. It's fine. I mean, here and there we do. He helps me with the business side, and I'll help him, you know, choose colors here or there.
There you go.
But for the most part, we already have his colors all selected and little, you know.
More of a
little packets. Yeah, his is definitely more systemized.
Awesome. Well, I'm super excited to have Kristen Thomas, the founder and principal of Studio Thomas, who we've had the pleasure of working together in the past. And I really want to peel back the layers and talk about project design today, as this is, you know, specifically designed for contractors and architects to grow their business. Your firm works with contractors, correct?
All day, yeah. I love contractors. I actually, if I have a client that calls me and they don't have a contractor, that I'm like, we need to get you one. Because I think that having a GC on a job is so incredibly important. They are the captain of the project. And we're, I consider us the co-captain. And we're there as a, you know, end goal to make the client happy, execute everything, keep them on budgets, and execute what we're trying to put into the client's home. So I love contractors.
Awesome. Well, before we officially move on, what's your favorite hobby or interest outside the construction arena?
So I do everything construction design. I actually enjoy running. I used to run quite a bit. I used to be a marathon runner. I've run a couple of marathons, but I don't do it as much. I still get up early not every morning, but I do get up several times a week and go to the gym and run. Yeah, I love running. I think it's great. So
it keeps us sane, right?
It keeps us sane. And I think there's a lot of commonality between running a marathon and running a business. We definitely are not in a sprint, right? We're on a marathon. You hit a wall and you got to keep pushing forward, because as a business owner, you continue to hit that wall.
Totally. Well, tell us about your history and how you evolved to owning your firm.
I have always been interested in real estate, and probably because my parents were both in real estate, and my dad was a builder. He was a developer. He developed land. And so that's really all I ever knew growing up. My mom, you know, I have so many memories of going to so many houses and everything. And so when my parents back then, they did flip houses. They didn't call it flipping, but my parents did do that. And my dad, I used to spend a lot of time with my dad, and he would take me to Ace Hardware and Home Depot and any of those places. And I spent a lot of time with him. And so my dad passed away about 16 years ago. And after my dad passed away, it was very devastating to me. He was my best friend. And so in a way to get back and feel like I was close to him, I started looking and pursuing design and, you know, real estate and any of those kind of things, just to feel like I was close to him. Have since just continued to just love it and have built a business around what I love. And I love, love, love people. And I think that's what my firm is. My clients are my everything. Absolutely love them.
Awesome. Well, you've had the pleasure of working with high-profile Broncos, well, ex-Broncos players now, but working
He's
with those
celebrities. He's still my favorite Bronco. He's awesome. He's fantastic.
So you've done these celebrity projects, but to get to those, it's a long process of real estate at 17 to, you know, your husband flipping houses to learning how, really putting yourself in your customer's shoes, and there's so much, you know, validity to that. Tell us how your business kind of runs. Like, are you on trends, your systems? Peel back the layers on how you run your business.
Oh, gosh. Yes. Actually, trends, I would say we really veer away from trends. I mean, I get asked all the time, Kristen, give me the latest trend. We actually do not like to focus on trends at all. We really like to focus on the client and on the lifestyle of our client. And that's our why. This is why we do what we do, because we love our clients. And so when we meet with a client, we have a very comprehensive intake process. I sit down with my clients. I have them fill out a survey. I want to know everything about them. I want to know, what do you guys do on the weekends? Where do you guys like to go to restaurants? Where do you like to shop? And more often than not, I see this common thread with how they live their life and their lifestyle, and they do not change. You're typically, when you live a certain way and if you're happy in the lifestyle that you live, whether it's a casual or you're more elegant or you're more, you know, whatever the way that you live, your home should reflect that. And so we really focus on that, and we focus on the finishes to be reflective of that, of the way that they dress and the way that they entertain. And so we take this whole intake process, and then what we do from there is we put together like lifestyle boards. So when we do our presentation, our clients come to the studio and we almost brand our clients per se, and we brand their projects. And it's so great because when they leave, or even when they come and they're looking at the way that we perceive them, they're saying, oh my gosh, you completely got me. And the reason why we got them is because we are learning about them and they are everything to us. And so we don't ever want a project to look like, oh gosh, that's a Studio Thomas project. We want people to walk into their home and be able to be like, wow, you guys really, this is your home. This is great.
You know, that's an important distinction because, you know, having been a builder before and worked with a number of different designers on a business basis, there are those designers out there that have a brand, if you will, or a style, probably more accurately described. And if you go into multiple homes of theirs, what they're doing is taking that design and projecting it on their clients. And because there's no way every one of their clients has the same lifestyle and has the same needs. So that's a really important distinction.
They really don't. And I've done this for enough years to know that every client is different and every lifestyle is different and everyone has a different taste. There are definitely some common aspects that we bring into the design. I tell my clients all the time, I focus on less but better. So I'd rather see them get, you know, less items but better items that they can really grow with over time. Also, I don't think you need a lot of things. If you get nice quality pieces, your home looks amazing if you can get a couple of those really nice custom pieces. One other aspect that we focus on is the shell of the room or the shell of the home. And if you can add interior architecture to a room or to a space, the difference is incredible. And also that goes back, I would say, with my knowledge and understanding of real estate, that when you add value to a home, you're adding, you know, you're adding it in the long term. And I want to see my clients building equity in their homes. And to me, I do want to make it pretty. I do want to make it nice for them. But for me, it's very important for them to profit when we leave and for them to have, they've invested in their home. And to some of them, this is the largest purchase they will ever make. So it's such a important decision for them, and we need to nail it, and we need to make sure that they know we're on their team and we're here to, you know, move them forward.
You know, that's also a very important point that not often gets discussed when you're talking to designers, and that is that not everything that you spend on design is going to have the same return in either a resale or just value to the property. So having that background in real estate and that kind of thing is really valuable to your clients.
It really is. I mean, I have some clients that have called me, hey, Kristen, can you come and look at this house? I'm thinking I want to come in and I want to remodel it and this and that. And I'm going to throw in, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I'll say, okay, I want you to pull back a little bit. Let's look at what the value of your home is. And let's look at what the homes in the area are selling for. I don't know if that's a good investment for you. And I think I grab that knowledge. You know, my husband's flipping homes all the time. I never want to overimprove a home, but I do think you need to get to a certain level as well of what you're putting in a home in the same sense as I don't want to put junk in a home or cheap finishes when the home really should be elevated. So that's
it's really important.
It's
the best value, right?
And 100%.
It's really putting that value together to understand the lifestyle. I'm really intrigued after you really get to know them, and that's a whole nother conversation about when you get – I'd be curious, what's the first pointed question that you ask a homeowner when you're sitting down at the table with them? How does that conversation start?
So the conversation, I guess, I mean, I will say to them, give me the feeling when I walk into your home. What is that feeling? And if they say, oh, it's blue, it's no, that's not. I want to know the feeling. And for us, when we're designing, I mean, you're focusing on the five senses. When you walk into a space, you get a feeling, you get an energy from it. And I talk about, I guess when I said our why, I will say, I mean, long ago, I had an experience with a little boy. He was 4 years old, and he had no idea that we were doing his playroom for him. And he came home. And we had done his playroom and put everything together for him. And he did not know how to say in words how he felt. The only thing he knew how to do was to run around in circles, put his arms out, and fly around like an airplane. And he was so excited and he kept jumping up and down. And it's like the only thing that we changed was his surroundings, but he felt the energy behind it and what it brought to him. And so that's a feeling we brought to that room for him. And I've never, ever forgotten that. And so for me, when I'm talking with a client, they're coming to us because they want a feeling of security. They want a feeling of home, of peace, or energy, or whatever it is, right? Whatever their level of profession is. I have some people that are so incredibly busy that when they come home, they want that home to be as silent as possible. You know, or maybe I work with people that are artistic and they want their home to be have a lot of energy. So I talk about the feeling in a home and I really dive into every color projects different energy and the different things that you put into a home really affect your mood and it affects the feels. So we really, really focus on that. To me, it's interesting because I will ask them, What are your favorite restaurants? Where do you shop? And even down to what kind of car do you drive? Because those are all based on people's lifestyle, and people are taking who they are and they're implementing who they are and who they want to be or who they want to perceive. And so for us, it's very important to hone in on that and focus on that. And I guess kind of our you know, our logo or our saying, if we elevate their lifestyle. So we take their lifestyle and we want to elevate it as much as we can, because we want them to be the very best, and we want to let them to live the very best.
I mean, that's a project design, the root of it all, is that you need to really first talk about the value. To like, you don't want to put them into a bad investment. But then after that, it's all about emotions, because if you're, you know, as I always tell my tribe, happy wife, happy life.
Yes.
If my home base for my wife and daughter is emotionally, if they're happy, you know, you leave in the morning coming home, you come home, it's your oasis that is everything after that.
It is.
And if you have a bad environment to go home to, that's tough, right?
It is. And it goes down to, I mean, if I have some clients that maybe they have a lot of things everywhere, I tell them, hey, let's get a personal organizer over here and let's get this cleaned out, because your home is such a reflection of what's going on in your life. And if you can give them a sense of peace and give them a sense of who they perceive they are, it really affects them in life. It helps them in every aspect. I'm sure you guys see that when you walk into a space, you feel different. How do you feel when you're walking into a gym versus, you know, walking on the beach, right? Your energy is different. Your surroundings and your home should be the exact same.
No, that's awesome. Important. And I think it's also something that a lot of times we don't think about until somebody in your position asks that question. But when you think about it, you go to a restaurant, you start to recognize that environment and those things that make you feel a certain way. And,
exactly.
And when it comes to your home, once you start thinking about that, but what you're doing is you're bringing that out of them so that you can help them get what they really want, even though they don't know that's what they want yet.
And it's funny because they'll look at me funny and I'm like, okay, so tell me your favorite restaurant. And they're going, why do you need to know my favorite restaurant? Yeah. Or why do you need to know why I do certain things? And I dig deep. We really do dig deep, because for us, it's about taking who they are and reflecting who they are in their lifestyle, in their home.
You have to, because we call it the needs analysis. If you don't do that qualifying right up front, back to how you said, this is one of their biggest, I mean, this is a
very
emotional, super big investment in their whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at it saying one of your biggest life investments, you better take some time to have a conversation about it. Because we see it way too often to where they're coming into Mountain View, into Endora, our day-to-day selecting windows, and we're asking them questions like this that shouldn't be the window supplier asking those questions.
Yeah.
But we do it more often than not. And now they're down the line and they're all about, well, can you cut price? Is that something they're going to really love when it's just all about value engineering instead of getting the right budget, talking price early and often before you're just talking to the window guy, as one example?
Exactly. And I think if you really hone in on what they like, they will end up spending less money in the long run, really getting what they want and getting good quality pieces, and it will last them for a lot longer. And so I'm not into trendy design. I don't want to be Pinteresty, any of those things. I really want to focus on them and getting them good quality pieces. And I feel like that's almost a lost art in design. It feels like it's like quick, cheap, fast. Let's go. Yeah. Quick, cheap, fast.
Go ahead.
Oh, and I think that a lot of times we'll have to get with the client and we're like, hey, we're going to pull back. We're going to slow down. Let's really analyze what we're doing in this space. Let's get you some amazing pieces and really make this work for you.
You know, the IKEAs, the houses, there's so many things out there that is that cheap, quick, fast, or technology and the internet to where, what is a tool that we can move forward with? You talked to me about the five elements you really focus on. So we really kind of, you know, peeled back the layers of the foundation of why we need to do this. But now let's give the listening audience some tools of what you do to really bring, to not talk trends, but to talk about, you know, the focus of executing your
projects. Yeah, definitely. So when we do design a space, we do focus on five elements of design. And the five of them are wood, which brings warmth into a space, reflection and glass. And on that, obviously you're reflecting things, you're making things double the size. It gives you good energy. And then mixed metals, I think that's super important. Texture is the fourth. And then the last one is life. And we bring that in with plants and flowers. So again, wood, reflection, mixed metals, texture, and life.
So your aesthetic is really about clean and modern, is really focusing on the power of architecture, simplicity, and texture. So those items. So tell us, let's kind of go through each one and say wood and warmth. What are some things that highlight that make you think about when you're talking with clients where the wood comes
from? So wood could be anything from your floors, or also what interior architectural elements can we bring in? I mean, in the shell of a room, right? So maybe a wall, we're bringing in some warmth of the wood. When you have wood, and then like we're doing a project right now that's a kitchen remodel, and we're doing a large wall, large architectural wall that's going to be paneled in wood, and right next to it we're having these big clad doors that are metal, and just the energy that those bring off of one another, it's amazing. And it's timeless, and it's also an investment in the home, an investment for the client. So wood, you know, sometimes people think, oh, that's an accessory. It definitely could be an accessory. It could be that. But it's more or less, it's how one element plays off the other. So wood can be nice, but when you take wood and then you're bringing glass by it or bringing it in the room, it's that feng shui feel. You've got the fire, you've got the ice, you've got all those kind of things. And I had no idea that that's really the way I was doing design. It just kind of was something that we just kept doing, and it was just all about the feels of the space. Again, we talk about, when I talk to a client about the feel, but what that does is when you take all those five elements together, it gives you this really good energy, and one's balancing the other.
Definitely. Do you source the products, or do you have the trade? Who's typically sources the?
So our firm, I have the designers, we source what we're doing. We carry many, many vendors, and we source everything, or all of our products, they go to a receiver, and then all of our second layer items go to a storage unit. So when we bring things in, we already know the way that we're going to style the home. We know what artwork we're going to hang. Sometimes the client knows what we're doing, and sometimes they don't, because we like to surprise them, and we like to bring them things that maybe they hadn't have thought of. Sourcing the projects definitely come from the designers. I do have a gal that does all my pricing and all my purchasing. She reviews everything with all of our clients. I have CAD specialists. They focus purely on the interior architecture of the space. And then we've got, you know, we just have a great team, and everyone stays in their lane. So I've got somebody that does all of our expediting. She schedules all of our installs. I mean, nobody can do it all. It's so, so much work. And not one person can do it all. So we all stay in our lane, and everyone has their little section that they do.
What software do you use to run your business?
Studio Webware. Use StudioWebware. So when I first started out, we used QuickBooks. And as we continued to grow and get bigger and bigger, I couldn't keep up with all of the details. And what's great with Studio Webware is you can implement all of the pictures. So my gal that does all of our purchasing, pictures are associated with every price, so that there's no confusion for the client. When you send them over a proposal, they know exactly what they're purchasing and exactly what they're buying. That was a really big leap. It took several months to do it because we were changing from one system to the other. It was like running a marathon, but I'm so glad that we did it. Cool. It's made our difference.
Yeah,
huge
pictures
difference.
Are worth a thousand worlds. In the world of Amazon that we live in now, the homeowner's expectations is they're used to seeing and understanding all that stuff, and it's hard for us to do that in all the behind the scenes. Sometimes
it is, and I think as long as you can make it as clear as you possibly can for them, then they appreciate that. And that software is great because they're able to go on. They have a port they can go on, and they can approve it, or you know, whatever have you, or if we need to reselect. And it's cloud based. So everything, I mean, our whole business is cloud-based. We use that. We use Google Docs, and we use Asana, and everything, because my company isn't just here in Denver. I have a gal that's in Texas, and I have one that's in Idaho. So it works for us.
Cool.
Yeah.
So wood and then reflection, so glass and all different types of ways that you probably put into your software and help making rooms bigger, smaller, adjusting all those kinds of things.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about the rooms like with the glass. And I say reflection as well, and that's kind of a deeper meaning too, but it's really important for me. I mean, again, going back to the feels of a space, I'll ask people, what's your favorite movie? And sometimes we'll show up and we'll have a picture of one of their favorite movies and it will be framed for them and we'll style it in their home and they think it's the coolest thing. And so it's those little things. Again, I like to know as much about them as I can. Family pictures or anything that really, really dig deep. Again, that's what we like to focus on, reflection, because we want them to walk in their home and feel home. So.
Now, in the mixed metals area, what do you... looking at them?
So I say mixed metals. And so I would say, you know, obviously we use different finishes. Some people think that's a faux pas. You can't mix the metals. We mix them all the time. And so you can use a gunmetal, mix it with a, you know, an antique brass or a polished nickel. It's how one thing plays off another. I do think if you're going to bring in a finish to a space, it needs to be somewhere else, right? So it's not just hanging out on its own. The good thing with the antique brass, which is back in a big way, and I think it's here for a while. There's a difference between antique brass and normal brass. So you want to stick with the antique, but it brings in a lot of warmth to a space. So yeah, we mix the metals. Also, that leaves everything very clean and fresh and chic, so it doesn't make it feel dated. And it also gives a little bit of an industrial feel to a space. So if your space, again, you're wanting it to feel clean and chic, and you talked about modern and simplicity. That's another thing we talk to our clients about all the time. Simple, simple, simple. But also we want to keep things very clean and fresh. We don't decorate with a lot of stuff. You don't need it. You don't need the chaos.
Awesome.
And then how do you deal with plants? That's the life.
So, are you talking about plants? A lot of our clients have never had plants in their home and they're scared. They're terrified. And I always say, can we just please just bring you in something? And they end up loving it. And it's almost like bringing in like this little pet or something. And it's so funny because we'll bring them in and everything that we refer to when we're bringing things in tend to be more of a him. And I think it's because we tend to be a little bit more on the masculine side of design. But our clients love us bringing in plants. It brings in good energy. It helps with the oxygen in the home. And so, yeah, we do. We bring in plants. And when we do our install, we'll bring them in, you know, plots of flowers and things like that. Because, again, you don't need a lot of things. But if you have those living elements in your space, it brings off a lot of really positive energy. And the other one that I didn't touch on was texture. I do think graphics on a fabric, I think that's great. There's nothing wrong with it. But I'm more about, again, the feels of the fabric and the longevity of the fabric. So if you're getting, you know, a nice velvet or a mohair or something like that, the longevity of it is a lot longer, maybe a really pretty leather. And that's, you're bringing the different textures. Your leather is going to feel so different next to a mohair fabric. But when you're mixing the two and you're bringing them together, that forms a really great palette. And it doesn't have to be all these graphics and lines and all those kind of things. It's more of like the feeling that you have behind it.
Great foundations to build your design company around. We want to now kind of take a deep dive into, tell us about the most unique construction project that you've done in the past 12 months.
Let me tell you about one of my, can I tell you my favorite one?
You bet.
That we just did? Okay, so we had a home that we completely gutted the whole first floor, and it was very heavy Colorado style. And she, again, going back to the lifestyle, our client is a yoga gal. She loves yoga, very simple, very calm, clean. And her home, she didn't want any color in it, so her home is white and gray and black. And we did bring in a little bit of color, maybe some blues and things like that. But it was, you know, we knocked out several walls. We installed a barn door. I mean, we took her from heavy Colorado style to clean and simple. And now it completely defines who she is and the way that their family lives. So that was awesome because we were able to reflect who she was. Because when we first got to her, it wasn't reflective of who she was.
That's so great.
So
adding color, give one specific thing that you brought color into neutral.
So again, we don't bring in a lot of color, but one way we like to bring in color is through books, art, and then maybe pillows. When you're choosing those big foundation pieces, if you're doing a big sectional and you put a huge graphic on it, that's only going to last you for so long. So we do not do that. That's actually a big thing we would not do.
The pillows are easier to replace.
Yeah, the pillows. And again, focusing on the texture and the warmth and things like that. And I think that you can change those as the seasons change. Right here in Denver, our seasons change all the time. So right now, maybe you want some of those warm velvets and things like that. But in the springtime, you're going to want something that's more of a canvas or light and airy or a linen or something. So it's, again, based on what's going on outside and how you're living in the home.
Definitely. On the flip side, we love to learn. Tell us a lesson or a challenge of a project that you overcame.
Well, I would say every project has its challenges,
no
but
doubt.
One of our recent projects that we've really enjoyed that we were able to work through some things is, you know, we were able to work with a celebrity Broncos player, and working with him was phenomenal. He's the sweetest guy in the whole entire world, but yeah, we don't like to spout off and say who we're working with. We're very respectful of him and who he is. So I would say, gosh, I'm probably not good at answering this question. I'm sorry. It wasn't, he actually was such a pleasure to work with. And so I mean, working with him, I guess it's scary because you don't know if you're going to fit the bill or if you are going to, you know, make it right for him, because we met with him a few times and he put so much trust in us and really trusted our team to execute his style. And he was the sweetest thing ever. And I feel like we nailed it for him. And he was super happy with
it. Probably going into it, there was a little bit of fear, like the expectations of working for a high profile.
Definitely. I think it's your expectations. You know, you want to do the very best you can. You know, client satisfaction is our number one goal. So yeah, definitely like, oh gosh, I hope we can execute this.
Cool.
So.
I love how you're so passionate, keep talking about your team, how you have all these. Tell us the evolution of who was the first person you hired and how you built up your team to really be this premier design firm here in Colorado.
So my gal, she's been with me for 3.5 years. Her name is Robin McCarley. I mean, I brought her in originally as an assistant. I started my firm almost 3.5 years ago, and we've just evolved over time and as projects have come in. But I think we have stayed true to who we are, what makes us tick with our clients. Our clients are our number one priority. And I really feel strongly that if you take care of your clients, they will take care of you. And so our referrals are super, super strong because we take care of our clients. So to answer your questions as far as building a team, that's something that has been really new for me. And I wouldn't say, when you talk about challenges, that was probably my hardest challenge, is setting up the processes and systems in place and learning as being an owner, trying to learn to be a leader and learn to inspire people. Because for me, when I bring somebody on, I believe in them so much and I want to inspire them and I want them to become the very, very best they can. And what's cool, like with, for instance, you talk about the first girl I hired, she has just evolved over the years.
Sure.
And that's what's happening. You know, each person we bring on, they start off at one thing and you see these talents and they just start to grow. And it's incredible because when they grow, your company grows, your team grows, and your energy, your synergy in your company grows. So I think that your team is everything. I'm actually not a huge advocate that my company is named my name. I wish it was named a different name because I am not my company. My team is my company, and they're everything.
And awesome. So just to that, there's so many lessons learned there, is that when people advise me now, like the name and stuff, I advise them not to be the name of the company. And in our industry, it's very common because that's, you start with what you know, you start as you. But I challenge people to say, begin with the end in mind. And like at the beginning of the show, when you said it's a marathon, not a sprint, it's truly that. So,
100%.
You know, small business entrepreneurship is not for government work. It's a whole different deal when you're getting into this. But I hope you're hearing Kristen's story about her passions, that she didn't just start this and is this knowing her five elements. She lived it to design that. And she didn't, at first you learn by doing. You didn't have those on a piece of paper and a system and who I'm going to hire. You worked for other design firms. And what I tell people is, you learn by doing. I learned by doing. The first system that I developed, I hired a consultant because my company was taking off and I just couldn't keep up because I thought I could do everything and coach everybody, and you can't.
You can't.
You got to find who your visionary leader is and find the principles that work. And I developed, our first system was is to take it away from a system that is don't go ask Devin, because that was the first system.
I have that
you.
Too.
So you work and then you evolve and then you continue to scale up if that's what you want to do. But at the end of the day, just like you said, for your customers, do it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And know where you're at and what you want to get out of that. And then the business, whatever it is, it will evolve. But you do got to always be evolving, because either you're growing or dying, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that, I mean, when I first started my firm, I thought it would just be me. You know, I didn't think it would be I didn't think it would grow the way that it has. And I didn't anticipate the projects that we feel blessed to work on. So I've definitely accepted it now. I actually love our name. And we have a section that is more of a K-Tom thing, that eventually I want to develop products and things like that. And that goes back on the philosophy and the way that we think and the way that we do our blog and everything on that. So I think that you don't really know what business you're doing. And I think it's a breathing, it's a live thing, and it continues to grow. And it takes you in directions that you didn't know you were going. And then you get more comfortable with it. You get more comfortable with being a leader and figuring out where your holes are and where you need to bring team members in. And what's cool is setting the energy of your company. And so when people come in, you know if they fit the culture or not of your company. And for us, what I feel is great, that what we've built is that everybody that works in our team is very respectful of one another. They're respectful of our clients, and nobody is pecking at anyone and, you know, putting anyone down or talking behind their back or anything like that. We do not do drama at our firm. Everybody is very, very positive, upbeat, and they build each other up.
Awesome. Like you said, our why is lifestyle of the client. It's so important to know that, so then your team knows where you're at, mm-hmm. and you can run with that. So in closing, if there's one thing for our listening audience to grow their business, give us that one thing that comes to mind to help them learn today.
I would say figure out your why. I think that's super important. If you know your why, then you will push through and it will get you through those dark days, because being an owner and being a business owner on your own, it can be lonely and it can be scary. And if you know your why, you will continue to push forward.
Awesome. Thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having me.
Love her passion. She definitely loves what she's doing. You can tell her audience and the lifestyle that she's creating for her team and her clients is really cool.
Well, and I think the process just makes a lot of sense that she goes through to really understand up front what the clients are looking for, even if they don't necessarily know immediately. So the whole intake questionnaire and all the questions and everything that she goes through to make sure that everything's out there really does pay dividends at the end.
And there's a lot of golden nuggets along the way of that conversation of, you know, you got to start your business and it's you, and continue to build it up from that QuickBooks to scaling up to finding a customized software that works for your business, to really learning and understanding what does why even mean, to learn your why. You know, and you got to use resources, like read the book from Simon Sinek about start with why and learn those things, because if you want to be a leader, visionary business owner, you better figure out those things if you want to build your tribe to be understanding and following you. And as there's every level, you got to just keep that going, because it doesn't just turn off after a while, right, Kevin?
No, absolutely. And she transmits that to not only her clients, but everybody that works for her on behalf of those clients, what that why is, which, you know, a lot of the focus was customers are the most important, and that goes to everything that they're doing, and that really becomes important.
All right. Well, if you're looking for a project designer to help you out, reach out to Kristen Thomas on the show notes. And if you're somewhere else in the world, make sure you have another cool tool in your toolbox to help you grow your business out there. Thanks for listening, Tribe.